Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 4th of June 2016, and this is the 373rd Mole Out Loud podcast. I just realised that I hadn't recorded a podcast, and usually the MailChimp comes at 7 o'clock, 7 p.m. It's now 2:15, so there's absolutely no way this is going to be recorded and uploaded for the MailChimp if he comes at his usual time. So I think I'm going to put him off by an hour so that this gets sent out straight away. This gets sent out at all today and doesn't wait until 7 o'clock comes around tomorrow. The reason I'm so unaware of the podcast is that I've spent all day at a Qigong workshop up in Ferntree in the foothills of Kunanyi, and it just puts me in a completely different place. I came home and I turned on a heater and fed the cat and then fed myself and was just sort of settling in, thinking I needed an early night because I got up at 4:30 this morning to do a webinar, so I haven't had a sleep today because I've been doing Qigong. So I'm planning on a really early night tonight. But then suddenly I just had this feeling that there's something about 7 o'clock and the MailChimp suddenly triggered, and I thought, there is something I have forgotten to do. So hello, and I'm glad I'm talking to you and that I didn't completely forget, that I just mislaid that somewhere along the way. Doing Qigong really puts me in such a very, very different space. Today we were revisiting a series of exercises called the Eight Brocades that stimulates each of the meridians. And I suppose I first learnt this about 2 years ago. And it's a series that I do pretty much every day. They just really flow into each other, and you know that you're stimulating all your organs, and it stretches your muscles and makes you feel limber. So they're a really lovely thing to do generally, but they're particularly nice to do in a group. And really lovely to be repeating and going deeper each time, deeper each time we did it. There were just 11 of us today, and we had lunch and morning and afternoon tea in a hall that was the first alternative school in Hobart. The Zoe School, and I sort of remember it from when it was first built, which was a very long time ago now. And it is lovely going to revisit that space, because I remember what care was taken in designing it in the first place. So I have had a really lovely and relaxing day, and it's interesting having, you know, got up at 4:30 this morning, that I feel really enlivened after a full day of exercises, but also of meditation. And one of the things that I really want to remember from this particular workshop was during one of the meditations, we were asked to have to kind of undertake a focused meditation for the first part, and then we were invited to relax and let go of that focus. And for the entire duration of the focused meditation, my mind was desperately trying to get off track and I kept having to pull it back. And as soon as I was given permission to relax, I was totally focused for the rest of the meditation. And I just really, really need to think about what that means, about the difference between using the will to do something and allowing something to happen. It's a struggle I just have all the time, the struggle between, I suppose, what might be my intuition, but also a kind of self that is allowed to do things without judgment, and the effort of will, which is sort of what I grew up with, was this, you know, you can do anything providing you put your mind to it. And if you're not doing something, it's because you're not trying hard enough. So I'm going to sit with that. I'm going to have a drink, and then I'm going to go and have a bath, and then I'm going to go to bed. And I'm going to think about that. Not that I must think about it, of course. I'm going to allow myself to think about it. If I don't, that is absolutely fine. But it just gave me a lot of food, a lot to ponder about. Well, a very tiny thing to ponder about, but something that has a massive influence on my life. I do hope that whatever you're working on or whatever you've been doing today, that you don't try too hard, that you allow yourself to just be. Whether it's working on a project, whether it's just engaging in household duties or something like that, or what are perceived as duties, how maybe not forcing oneself makes it much, much easier to do things. Thank you very, very much for listening to me today, as always. It's been lovely having you here this week. I hope you have a fabulous Sunday. And I really look forward to talking to you again on Monday.